Welcome back. I have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with the Shenandoah Community School District, the Director of Communications, Mr. Aaron Burdorf. Mr. Burdorf, thanks for visiting with me.
You bet.
Pleasure to visit with you. How are things in Shenandoah?
They are going good. You know, we are in April, and only two short months of school left.
Can you believe that?
It's crazy how time flies when you're having fun,
I guess. That is exactly right. We've fully made that transition into spring at this point with haven't we? Activities and everything now is fully on head on into spring, right?
Yeah, for sure. Now, if the weather would just get on board and quit going up and down, that'd be even better.
Well, that's the truth. That is the truth. But, you know, that just adds a little flavor to all those spring sports, Mr. Burdorf.
Yeah, it does. It makes things interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah. So one of the things that comes up this time of year is the kindergarten roundup. So, and I know that it's coming up here soon, isn't it, for the Shenandoah Community School District?
Yep, it's coming up on Thursday the 2nd, and so we're looking forward to that. And what we've done with our kindergarten roundup of the last couple of years, we've turned it into a two-session day. So we have a session for about 2 hours in the morning and another 2 hours in the afternoon. And as soon as the kids get there, we really separate the kids out from the parents, and the parents go in and have a meeting with the administrative staff and some teachers and the school nurse and some of those people that just talk about the programming and how it all works. Mm-hmm. And then all the kids, they go into the classrooms, and the teachers and some associates and our instructional coach, they kind of play with them and interact with them and just kind of, you know, visually see kind of what they're getting, and mm-hmm. and that helps them work with them. They'll meet with the preschool staff from our preschool, and then they get some input from some of the daycares where these kids go, and that helps them decide the makeup of a classroom come next fall.
Sure. Now, do you need to sign up for this, the roundup, or do you just show up? What's the right thing to do there?
Yep, you just need to give a call to the elementary office, and that's the easiest way to get registered. That way we know you're coming. But if you haven't called and you show up at one of those times, obviously we'll get you in and, mm-hmm. and make it work. But, yeah, if you would just give us a phone call, that would be the easiest way, and we can get you on the list and have a name tag ready for your kid when you get there and be all ready to go. And we kind of turn it in. The last couple of years, we've turned it into a kind of a signing day.
Yeah.
You know, all the schools do all the fun mm-hmm. little, you know, put up the backdrop and have the kids, you know, get behind the table and take their picture and hold their little certificate that says that they're committing to our kindergarten. So that's always a kind of a fun little thing too.
That's a cool thing. Well, and you know what? The thing is the kids will have fun, but it does help you with planning purposes to look ahead to next year and get all that sorted out. Like you say, classrooms and the classroom makeup and all those things. So it does help for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been nice this year with me. I'm working in the building that has our preschool in it. And so I'm able to see some of those kids and interact with them. And then I drive a bus in the afternoon, so I see some of the kindergartners on the bus in the afternoon. And so it's just been good to see kind of like how they mix and match in classrooms here at the preschool. And Mr. Newberg, the elementary principal, he comes down once a week or twice a week, and he sees how they interact. And so that way he can kind of build classrooms that are going to be productive next year in kindergarten.
Yeah. Thursday, April 2nd is when your roundup is.
Yep.
Good deal.
Yep.
Now, do you have class Friday, or are you off Friday?
Yep. No school on Friday.
No school.
Good Friday. Yep.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah. I mean, we just came off the spring break, so I feel like we don't need another day off. But, yeah, another day off is always nice.
Yeah. No complaints there. That is for sure. So, yep. No school Friday. So, make sure you have the appropriate things set forth for your kids now. But there is an activity on Friday that we want people to be aware of.
Yeah, we have our Athletic Booster Club is having their 6th annual fish fry on Friday night from 5 to 7. It is at a new location this year. In the past, we've had it at the Elks Club, and this year we're going to have it at Elm Street Grill, which is at the golf course. And so I'm going to change the location this year just because we've in the past, we've used their chef from the golf course to kind of help us in preparation. And this year it just happened to work out that he kind of volunteered to do that again, but said, can you have it in my location so I don't have to ship food across town to get it to you? And we agreed to that, and he's going to be an excellent host again. And so we're going to make that work there at Elm Street Grill.
So tell me how that works. Is it open to everyone? Free will donation? Yep. Will there be fundraisers for it? Tell me, or maybe raffles. What's that evening look like?
Yep. Tickets are $15 for adults, $7 for kids. And when we say kids, I don't know what the age group really is for that. It's pretty much, if the kid wants to eat chicken nuggets instead of eat fish, we'll charge him $7 is kind of the deal.
There you go.
And so we do have a kid-friendly option just having chicken nuggets. If they want to have chicken nuggets, that's totally fine. So it is fish with a potato side and some hush puppies and all. It's all this year. It's going to be buffet style. Mm-hmm. I believe in the past we've prepped plates for people, and this year it's going to be, since it's being at Elm Street Grill, it'll just be a buffet style, and so they can serve themselves. And then there is a 50-50 raffle at the door. In the past we've done door prizes, and I don't think we are doing door prizes this year. It might be on our flyer, but we're not doing door prizes. So we're just doing a 50-50 raffle, at the door as well. But, so 5 to 7 on Friday night at Elm Street Grill.
I love it. And it all goes to for the Booster Club. And so there, it's going to go back to the kids in some fashion. So.
Yep. Awesome. It all goes back to the Shenandoah Athletic Booster Club. And we just made a big $10,000 donation to the city for that new armory, trying to get that new armory up and running and putting in some like indoor batting cages and turf and some stuff like that. And so all the money ends up going back to our kids in some fashion, and that's just our most recent bigger ticket item that we've kind of given to. But obviously we give to uniforms, equipment, mm-hmm. bats, helmets,
all those
catcher gear, balls, all the stuff throughout the year that our coaches ask for.
You don't know this about me, Mr. Burdorf, but I love a good fish fry. I just got to tell you, I love it. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully we can see you down here on Friday.
There you go. Should be a lot of fun. And again, it goes back to all those great things that you just mentioned. Now, okay, yep. Well, let's talk about, I mentioned earlier we had made that transition fully into spring, which includes sports. So what's going on with spring sports at this point, Mr. Burdorf?
Yeah, we're kind of kicking it all off. Track has their first full meet on Tuesday, the 31st, is when they've had that meet. And then tennis is supposed to have a tournament down in St. Joe. That was supposed to be a big change to their schedule. And then obviously golf will kick off next week. And so, all the teams are up and running. Girls golf, went to state last year and pretty much returns their whole team. And the boys golf team returns their whole team. And they were just a couple strokes away from advancing to the state tournament a year ago. They're pretty senior heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So their numbers are way up. Their team is maybe has like 15 boys out for golf this year. A lot of freshmen. So that's good for the program going forward. And then the track teams, they I think between the boys and girls, they have somewhere in the 65 to 70 kids. So that's an improved number over the last couple years. And then boys tennis, obviously. I always look out the window on my way out the door each day, and over on the tennis courts, there's always plenty of boys tennis players over there playing. And so I think all of those teams, I think our boys, I think I just saw the preseason rankings came out, and I think they're like number 10 in the preseason rankings. And so they have a couple kids that went to state a year ago, and so it'll be it should be a good spring. I look forward to seeing all the teams compete and see what kind of happens on the track mm-hmm. and at the golf course and on the tennis court.
There you go. And bring all your layers. You may be in shorts or you might be in that winter jacket by the time it's over. Bring all your layers.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You go out to like tennis meets and you get out there and the wind's howling 50 miles an hour and totally favors one side of the net over the other, right? But uh-huh. You're getting a sunburn and, and you go to a golf tournament and you're out there and you're walking in the rain and you got your stocking cap on and your rain gear and obviously track meets start at 4 o'clock and end at 9 and yep. At 4 o'clock it's nice and sunny, and by 9 o'clock the wind's moved in, changed to the north, and you're freezing cold.
That's so, the way it works. Yeah, that's yeah. The way it works.
You definitely have to come prepared.
Go prepared. Now, I've asked you this before, Mr. Burdorf, but I don't remember. Are you a golfer or not?
Hey, I do golf, and you know, it's funny because the last couple of years I've not played. Obviously, when I was coaching softball, I didn't play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, you know, without coaching, I planned on playing a lot. I bought a membership for the kids, and I'd always bought memberships for the boys. But last year we bought a family membership. I was like committed to going and playing a ton of golf, and still never went and played. And now this year, it's you know, we're just getting to the 1st of April, and I've already been out like 6 or 7 times. It's funny, I walked in on Monday morning, and the preschool teachers are like, "You've been out in the sun." I was like, "Yeah, I've been playing golf." And so I plan on playing a lot more golf this summer. I've got 2 boys that play on the high school team, and so I went out and played with them over the weekend, and went out Monday night, played with one of the boys. And so I plan on playing a lot more golf this summer. And,
that's awesome.
And Jamie, my wife, she will come out and play a round or two every once in a while with me as well. And so, awesome. Yeah, I do plan on playing a lot more golf this summer.
Who's the best golfer between you and your boys?
Brody, our senior, he's our probably our most consistently good golfer.
Uh-huh.
Blake, one of the twins, he's playing golf this year as a freshman, and Bowen's running track. But Blake, I went out and played with him Monday night, and he had shot a 38. He was 3 over on the front. And when I played with him on the back, he would have been 4 over, but, he hit 2 balls out of bounds on 16. And so he ended up, shooting a 44, I think 42, something like that. And so they both can beat me right now, but I plan on being able to beat them again by the end of the summer. They both know that if I go out there and play enough, I can beat them.
I like it. I like it.
So we'll see where it goes. They both can hit it a lot farther than me, but, it's whether or not it goes straight, goes where you want it.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Aaron Burdorf with me, the director of communications with the Shenandoah Community School District. And those, by the way, are great memories that are being made when you do that. That is absolutely the truth. So, Mr. Burdorf, what about musical? Because I think you have elementary musicals coming up. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. Elementary and middle school music concerts
are
coming up. And there is an elementary musical, and darn it, I should probably look up that date. I don't have that right in front of me, but that is coming up as well. I know they've started practicing, and maybe the next time we talk, we can talk about that. But there is an elementary musical. I want to say it's like the last week in April, the first week in May, but it's definitely coming up. I should get that information to you. But yeah, we do have elementary and middle school spring concerts here coming up. So Tuesday the 7th, we have first and second grade. Thursday the 9th, we have third and fourth grade. And then Tuesday the 14th, we have kindergarten. Thursday the 16th, fifth and will be fifth and sixth grade, and then the big one at the end of the year is on May 19th, and that's what we call middle school showcase night. So that's all the middle school bands and choirs in terms of music, and then that's also kind of a showcase night for all of our different programs and classrooms and art projects and all the stuff that they've been doing throughout the year. They just kind of decorate the whole middle school, and they've added the elementary has added art the last couple of years, and they put out all their art projects for the year.
Okay.
And so the building just kind of gets crazy on May 19th for that night. But yeah, all those little spring concerts, they all last, you know, 25, 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always fun to see what the kids have been working on all second semester here to kind of wrap up their music.
And those are just show up, right? There's no ticketing involved in those events, right?
Nope. They're all in our, in our K8 Commons there in the cafeteria. And yeah, they're always fun little concerts. The music, the elementary, they all, they all have like little dance thing, movement with their songs. And it's always fun to watch those kids do those things. And, you know, there's always this little stick in the mud kid that just stands there and won't do what they're supposed to do, just like to defy mom and dad. You know, they want them to smile and take a picture, and the kid is like, "No, I'm not doing it."
So,
That's always fun.
That's awesome. Very good, Mr. Burdorf. Anything else we need to touch on?
No, I don't think so. I think that's pretty much it. Just a reminder: no school on Friday the 3rd, and then we'll come back after Easter, and
kindergarten
will be on.
And kindergarten roundup on Thursday.
Yep. Those are the big things.
Very good. Mr. Burdorf, pleasure to visit with you. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thank you very much.